With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A bill that would fund Montana drug treatment courts by taxing opioids is moving through the legislature. The UM Legislative News Service's Tim Pierce reports.
According to a study from the State Health and Human Services Department, more than 700 Montanans have died from an opioid overdose since 2000.
And the number one recommendation from that study was that we need to invest in treatment courts.
That's Representative Zach Brown from Bozeman. He's sponsoring House Bill 654, which would put a 10% tax on the initial sale of opioids, a tax that's paid by the seller, to fund Montana drug treatment courts. Brown says there are about 30 courts in the state that work to help high-risk, highly addicted people get addiction treatment.
And they're currently really underutilized, in my opinion.
Leah Lindahl with the Healthcare Distribution Alliance opposed the bill during a hearing in the House Taxation Committee Wednesday. She says Montanans already struggle with the high cost of medication.
Implementing legislation to develop a new tax on pharmaceutical products will further exacerbate these issues.
The committee did not take any immediate action on the bill.
That's Tim Pierce with the UM Legislative News Service.